This podcast was recorded on the 17th of the 3rd, 2016. It contains strong language and crass humour, even though it is meant to be a serious review show. Let's drink with Formal Shark.
So it's not that hard. Hello, so this is podcast number two?
Yeah, and we've been well hardcore. We could allude to a difference, but I'm a truthful guy. We're doing two...
We're doing... When did that happen?
Two episodes straight off the trot, so we've already had three beers.
Woohoo!
So it's basically to excuse it later on when we're just going... Beer!
Yeah. Now, the food pairing this week, which is the same week as last week... Yes. Oh, whatever. Maybe we're not doing it weekly. Maybe it's month.
We don't know what it is yet. Whatever. Monthly. We cannot drink every week.
Yeah, we can.
We can, but it won't fit into our social life.
So the food pairing on this episode is a little bit more interesting.
Yeah.
In terms of it, bollocks that Phil's found in his cupboards. And some things out of my pocket.
Growths.
They're not growths. But they are like... big and hard.
I thought I was going to suck on a growth.
So, without... if you want to suck on a growth, we can pause this.
Maybe we need to do these shows up to six beers every time. Or is it just going to be us giggling a lot?
Probably us giggling
a lot. We haven't had that much beer, though. What,
no.
What were... a bottle like and a half down.
A and a half sort of thing. So, first beer this week. Month, period, this period, this podcast.
Is Control-Alt-Delete, that is by the Weiland Brewery and the Left-Handed Giant.
Yes, it's a collab beer. It is a Dusseldorf Altbier, which presumably means it's German style.
It's got Control-Alt-Delete on it. That will be.
It was £2.45 from Glug in Newcastle.
That's in the indoor market, so
yeah.
There's also a nice dumpling place there, if you like dumplings. As in, like, Chinese dumplings, not some woman with a dumpling. So.
I mean, I was very surprised that it was actually that price at Glug, because we do generally find Glug a little bit more expensive.
But then it is in the city centre, so that's probably why. And we're
you poured that with a load of head.
Well, you pour yours better. You'll be able to do it better, because...
I'm not impatient.
Special.
Special is the correct term for nowadays.
Well, I class myself as special. My mum always said I was special.
Yeah, because you look like you.
That's certainly more head than it is beer.
Yeah. I mean, that's that good. I've got to take a photo of that one.
That's got a nice banana-y smell. Is that just mine?
Is that just mine, probably?
You would class as putting a flake in it, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Oh, that's going to come out blurry. I've got the wrong setting on my camera. What am I doing? Clear image. You just want to drink it, don't you?
Yes, well, I would like to be able to tell the people out there that are now, you know, there's somebody on the way to work, there's like a little mini metro in front, annoying them, and you're out there
little
having
mini
a bit of weird.
You get mini metros anymore.
Well, I don't know.
Showing your age.
I'm making it a classic.
Mine looks quite cloudy. I mean, I couldn't...
It could be, because it's been in your bag, and it's probably unfiltered.
Yeah.
So, we're getting all the...
Pour upright and pour slowly. So you poured it very fast. Bell end.
We might be numb because when we went to get this at the pub the other night, when we seen it was on, and they said it wasn't on because it was lively.
Yeah.
That's why it wasn't on, why we couldn't drink it, and then we had to get something else.
So it's 4.9%.
So definitely smells a banana.
330ml bottle as well. It's quite a nice bottle.
Are we describing the bottles now?
It's definitely got a banana smell.
You know.
That's really good.
It smells, you know, like your banana bread used to...
The first time you smell it, get your banana bread beer and open it and you go, oh, that smells
banana. No, I was talking about normal banana bread.
No, but banana bread beer.
Awful.
No, but you smell it and you go, oh, bananas. And you drink it and you go, banana. And then after the second...
Well, I've got to wait for half an hour to drink mine.
Oh, just drink through the head. Stop being a woman.
That's sexist.
It is. Stop being a sissy. That's probably sexist then, yeah. In some sort of... Stop being you.
Maybe armadillo. Stop being an armadillo. That would work. Then you've only been offensive to armadillos.
Oh. That's quite bitter.
No, that's
long gap.
Yeah, I'm just trying to.
It's got a very banana-y smell, but it doesn't have that banana-y flavour.
I'm just trying to put it on. I like it. I definitely like it. I'm just trying to put it where I would put it in my mind. It's got a very...
There is a very subtle taste of banana, but I don't know if that's because it's nasal and it's hitting your taste buds.
Well, you do a lot of tasting with your nose, don't you? That's why you sort of taste poo when you go to the toilet.
I don't taste poo when I go to the toilet. That's probably you picking your poo up. Oh, look, it's the chocolate, look!
If you smell it, the taste particles don't. Again, tweet us in Facebook.
If Phil's talking bollocks, come in and just say it. Phil, you're talking absolute bollocks.
You know,
it's just you picking up feces.
We want to educate everybody.
Oh, there's a car!
It's not a mini metro.
No.
It's some other awful car.
The doggers come and just turn around here and go, oh, it's the end of the road and there's a house.
No, I think what people do is they turn around at the end of the road to go and out the place.
But why would they be driving this way?
Why? Because if you're facing this way, you go in and turn around.
It's like a street full of junctions.
But now you live in the houses, but after the
you
end of the junction.
You come out the house and drive the correct way. You wouldn't just drive around, just go, oh, I'm going to turn left just so I can turn around at the end of the road. You turn right and go up the road.
You don't understand how roads work.
I do.
I'll explain some other time.
I saw that van driver earlier just reversing in the middle of the road with no care in the world.
Oh, a taxi nearly reversed into us.
Yeah.
So, yes, a very, very nice beer, I think.
It's very lively.
I think I'd definitely seek it out again. As a one. Is it a limited edition or not?
I get the feeling it's probably got a limited run. I don't think they're down to make lots of it.
So we might have to find where it is in Newcastle.
Just because I think with it being a collaboration beer, I think they'll, you know, unless it's, you know, we're going to be awesome, I don't think they're going to make lots.
Anyway, we like it. It's good.
Yeah. It's interesting. I've never had this style of beer before, or knowingly. It's very close to
I think the one thing I would say is very clean and crisp.
Yeah.
So there's probably some nice food it would pair with.
Yeah.
If we're that connoisseur. What should we pair it with?
You've got a choice.
Should we Bombay mix?
Yeah, are you going to try Bombay mix for the first time?
I am a Bombay mix
live
virgin.
On the recorded podcast.
Yes, I'm a Bombay mix virgin. I've had plenty of Indians where it's arrived. And a bit like the salad, I've never particularly eaten it before. What are these little stick things? Well, it tastes like straw.
It's just lentils and stuff.
That's a winnet.
I don't know what your winnets look like, but they don't look like peas. What? I don't like Bombay mix. This is a really bad Bombay mix as well.
It tastes like nothing. How could it? When did it go out of date?
Best before end. September 2015.
15.
Bearing in mind it's March 2016. So, I mean, it could be off. I don't think.
Well, best
I don't think dried lentils goes off.
Well, it's best before that. Best before.
But you're still eating it. That is an awful Bombay mix. It's completely unbranded. Does it even say Bombay mix anywhere? Oh, it does. No, it's branded. It's Fazal's Savoury Snacks Bombay Mix.
I got it.
Because you couldn't choose a more Indian name for your packaging.
I got it free with me Indian.
Oh, dear. There's a reason you got it free for your Indian. Because I couldn't oil my curry.
Well, no, it would have...
Stop it, isn't it? It's horrible. It isn't...
It's like crispy things. I like crispy things.
It's horrible. That is the worst Bombay mix I've ever put in my mouth. Potentially one of the worst things I've put in my mouth.
I'm not expand on that.
It's not much worse.
Should we relax, drinking this beer, and then get back to the good people at home?
Yeah.
Or in the car or at work.
Yeah. So we'll be back in about 5 seconds.
Yeah. back.
Yeah.
Because we forgot to...
Yeah, you told me off last podcast for going and welcome back, and you've gone, we're back.
Yeah, I was trying to like sort of say that we're still stitching the same thing together. I'll still put the little bit of music in between. We're back!
Exactly. I mean, you could have cut that we're back bit out. But I don't think your skills are that good.
No. I get rid of some of your bollocks sometimes.
I noticed.
I might like have the entire thing just me.
Well, you do that. It's not like I'm doing this for the fame or anything. Doing it for the community service to look after you.
I'm doing it for hopefully free beer, so we need to be positive at most beers. Because if we start saying...
I've got bits of lentil on me.
Because if we start saying that... I forgot to get this thing from the last podcast out the sofa.
Ah, go get it out the sofa. Do it.
Before I forget. Right, you're going to rate this beer then?
Yeah, I was saying I like it. I don't know if it's... it's definitely one to remember. I don't know if it's really high up there.
I would put it 62, 63.
I would have said about 61. Because...
Well, let's meet
between this and Punk from last podcast, I think I'd choose Punk.
If they were both as rare, or the thing of getting it, yeah.
Because Punk's cheaper. But if you see this about, it is well worth a buy. Because there isn't going to be many of them about.
Cool.
So maybe that pushes it up to the 62.
No, I think it's best to not think about how rare they are or how easy they are to get. And just rate purely on how much we like them.
Well, no, because I think rarity has to come into it at some point about... Because overall, actually...
Yeah, but...
I mean, for the sake of one point, it's probably not worth arguing.
Yeah, I've got the control of it.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I'll just change it when I put it on the website.
Shit. And then I'll whinge.
Yeah, right. You'll not remember. Anyway, you're going to hear the little ditty again because we forgot about rating it before. We're going to finish our beers now. So Phil didn't have a poo in the middle of that.
No, we did have
a big argument about him not having a poo.
So can you please settle my whole discussion? As long as it's paused and you don't hear, is it okay for a host...
I wouldn't be able to hear you if you're having a poo in the bathroom.
Is it okay for a host to go for a poo during a podcast?
If you have a poo and they can hear it, it means you're doing it next to me, and that's really bad. I don't want to see you defecate. It's not even a toilet.
It could be like
under a seat.
It could be like Prince's house and have like them in the toilet.
But it's not. It's your house.
But one day when I'm rich,
you'll have a bath.
I can listen to people having poos.
Oh dear. I shouldn't bully it. So beer number two is Anchor Presents Brotherhood Steam Dry Hopped Beer.
I feel like you're having the word presents. There should be a little curtain comes across.
Yeah. Anchor Brewing. It must be a collab beer because it's got two websites at the bottom. It says Chris Robinson Brotherhood and Anchor Brewing, the Golden State collaboration made in San Francisco. So.
Well, that was Christopher Robin.
Yeah. So it's 5.6%, and it's a 330ml can. Where did you get this from?
That shop. That thing's called Pips.
Pips, the one in Anfield Plains, yes. All our international...
I don't think it's even at Anfield Plains, it's in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, okay.
It's not quite Lanchester, it's not quite Anfield Plains. It's...
middle of nowhere.
Do you know that crossroads?
Yeah.
You got the tip?
Uh-huh.
Just describing it's there.
It's
down from it's not from the tip. It's down the crossroads.
We didn't say where. Did we say where we got the last beer from? We did. We said glug. No, that's all right. I thought.
Are you going to pour these? Seeing I knacked it up so badly last time.
Yeah.
Oh, that's quiet. Imagine us as hunky men.
Did you shake this up?
No. I'm not. That would be a crime. It's okay.
Shake it up and go. Ha, ha, ha.
It's okay. If you're shaking like a shitting dog, it's not going to help.
Piss off. I'm really trying not to use the word fuck.
All this podcast is us two laughing and drinking, isn't it? If you are listening to this, maybe you need some friends. And also, if you think
See,
you
can... Phil.
Yeah, I know, I'm a loner. Also, if you can do better than us, please do it, because we would maybe listen to it. Would we listen to this if it wasn't us doing it?
Nah.
Nah, to be honest.
There is a government warning on this. According to the Surgeon General, whoever he or she may be, women should not drink alcoholic beverages. Not during pregnancy because of the risk of
fertility. That's very sexist.
That's kind of sexist. But no, I just thought I'd add that pause to dramaticness. And two, consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs the ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause health problems.
People don't want you to want.
I kind of understand that. Why is the health problems the small last bit, but the ability to drive a car and machinery is the important part?
That's just but red tape. Red tape.
Is, that's why we should be out of the EU conglomeration.
This, and then we could
American beer.
We could then.
Is it from America?
Yes, you said it was from America.
Yeah, yeah, but the other one is. But
you said it was from an American.
It was, but it's brewed by Anchor, and so
you're not being very interesting, right?
Shut
I'm
up.
Putting the can away so you can be witty and intelligent. And
never witty or
right.
intelligent.
It's a light amber. Amber, is that
yeah.
the right word?
Amber. No, yeah.
You
yeah,
would,
you'd, amber.
You would start. You would put your foot down.
It's a bit ginger.
it's ginger.
Oh, that's got a malty.
It's not.
Hoppy.
It's not a beer.
You can definitely smell mould in it, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it smells like a nice Horlicks.
But then it kicks out a bit.
Yeah, and then you certainly got...
I'll let that.
You've got a malty taste, but not a overly horrible malt. You know, and sometimes
yeah.
it's just malt. But that then kicks in with a really nice... what's that word? Hop. That was
hop.
The word.
That's the word, hop.
Hop. That gives it a really crispness to it, so...
Yeah.
So it's not a heavy, malty...
So it starts off with this malt kind of tone, and then the hops build up throughout your palate.
Like biscuity.
Yeah, biscuity with a bit of punch.
Biscuity, if you ate a biscuit and hops, and went, it would taste nothing like this. No, I am. That is.
I've got to say, it feels as though it's influenced by Brooklyn Lager or Sierra Nevada Pale. There's definitely those kind of familiarities to it. See, I must be drunk. I'm wording wrong.
You're wording wrong. No, you're just an idiot.
There's definitely that kind of. This is an American light beer. With that biscuity feeling.
So should we try like an American accent?
I'm American!
That's
terrible.
I can't do it.
I was going to go, g'day mate.
That's Australian. I can't do accents.
Why are we allowed
to do it?
Why are we allowed to do this? Why does the not? Why does David Cameron not walk up and knock on the door and go, you two, shut up, you're idiots.
No, he allowed us to do it because he didn't put anything on. Beer.
He didn't. In
he
this
might have
budget.
Crippled. That's the wrong word to say about disabled people.
Yeah, you can't use the word crippled. In terms, he's murdered them
that
by
was,
taking away their money.
Yeah,
not crippled. He has murdered them.
He's been very nasty. Well, actually, there's.
He might
not
well
to get political. There's a lot of people when they get taken off that commit suicide.
Yeah,
it's
I mean, he
grim.
Might as well have murdered them himself with his cold, bare hands. And then he could have had sex with the head, because that's what he likes to do.
Yes.
Allegedly.
And Osborne is a
wanker.
C word that I'm not allowed to say on this programme.
Copycat.
Copycat, no, he's a lady garden.
He's a Jeremy Hunt.
Yes. That was better than me.
Topical.
Because saying lady garden, lady gardens are good.
Yeah, I like a nice lady garden.
Very good. Good fan of a lady garden.
You know, my lady gardens, they can be kept or unkempt. I'm not bothered. Sometimes a wild lady garden's interesting.
But to me, that is quite an interesting thing, is why do they all look the same? In terms of they don't look the same, but the arrangement of it is a lot of them are shaved. They should, you know, grow a begonia in there or something.
I don't think women would let you do, like you to go and do some bodily pubic hair, to be honest.
No, I mean,
let's just stick a pipe in there.
Shit! I'm literally in my eye again.
So if you listen to the last podcast, Phil, we had to some food between beers, and it was quite spicy. After that podcast, Phil managed to poke his eye. He's now done it again. Didn't you go for a wee? Did you not touch your jaw side with that hand?
I've been out pink eye.
You're not going to have pink eye. You're going to have a sore.
Fucking hell, this hurts.
You're not going to have
I'm going to blame fucking David Cameron. Or George Osborne. I'm going for compensation.
So what did you do?
I just rubbed my eye with the back of my hand. It must be on there, so I rubbed your eye with it.
You rubbed your eyes?
Luckily it didn't
show me what you did again.
No, I'm not. Fuck off. I've swore that many times. The swearing jar. Ofcom's going to be around going, nom, 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 nom.
Oh, well, Ofcom can do that. Because we're not regulated. But I do have regular poo.
Does that mean because we're not regulated we can go and hack people's phones?
No, because we're not the Daily Mail.
We could be the Daily Mail. We could sort of... Immigrants! Scroungers! Back in my day!
Back in my day we didn't have immigrants or scroungers.
We could then add in and be the Express and be... Immigrants! Lady Diana! Immigrants! Was Lady Diana an immigrant?
Why did Lady Diana cross the road?
I don't want to say this because it's going to be horrific.
Momentum. I saw that the other day and I laughed my little trebs off all night.
Momentum is such a program. I can't. Can we pause this just...
See you in a minute. Phil's come back and he's got a cold head. He's still laughing. You were perfectly fine before. Oh dear, he's a little more red.
I don't think I wasn't expecting you to say something. So. If you just sat around the pub and not when thousands of people are listening, I might not have. But it was that reaction of what's going to say here. He's not going to. It's going to be something. Oh, he did go where I thought he went.
Yeah. You know me. You've known me for
years. No, we're going to rate it. The beer, not the joke.
I'd rate that joke as 10 out of 10.
Right.
Dear me.
It's going to be in the 60s, isn't it?
I'd say bang on 60.
Bang on 60?
Possibly.
Are you saying it? Yeah. I would say that personally. Let's have another taste. I'm just wondering, is it
better? The experience you've just had.
Should we go for another control? I'm just wondering, is it better than control alt delete?
No.
No. Well, should one under that 60 then?
Yeah.
It can't be same as that, but...
I do think it's close. I think it's easier to drink than Control-Alt-Delete.
I'll write that up once we pause.
But overall, I think Control-Alt-Delete's a much more interesting drink.
Mm. Yes, I will.
And that's what makes that one.
I'll accept that. I won't accept your joke. I want to put some morality back on this.
I've been crying with laughter. Yes.
I thought I was going to die. You nearly killed us. And it wasn't that funny of a joke in that sense. But once it started, I couldn't. And then I knew I was laughing at silliness. Yeah. It's ridiculous. I'm blaming the amount of beer we've had, even though it's not that much beer.
You're blaming the beer?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I suppose it's adequate. We're on a beer podcast. You're allowed to. Oh, dear.
Right.
How did we even get on Lady Diana?
Yeah, we'll get on to the next beer in a moment after we've calmed down, the tears have gone out of my eyes, and we've finished the beer. And God bless America.
It's a shit ditty. Number three.
You've just deafened poor Malcolm.
Yeah, but he likes Lady Diana, so, I mean, he was probably leaving anyway.
Well, we're going to swiftly move on from that entire incident and leave it in memory, and then you could then come to the front of your porch in a few days' time and apologise to the nation.
I'm not going to apologise to no one. So, this next bit is something we've been looking forward to.
Yes?
We have had it before, but it wasn't this age. This was bought from a shop in Jesmond called Rye Hills, or as Phil likes to call it, Rye Hills. It's an E, not an I.
Are you going to pour this?
Yeah. You're really crap at pronouncing people's shops.
That's because I'm dyslexic. Stop bullying.
Coppers, Coopers.
Stop bullying the dyslexic. So it's coming out, you can see it's got a lot thicker consistency as
it
comes out.
It's a very dark beer. So, I mean, you've not told them what it's called. Do you want to tell them what it's called?
What's it called? That's on the label. It is a black chocolate stout by the Brooklyn Brewery.
It is one of their... do you want to finish the end of that?
We should have made them allude that they actually wash the glasses between drinking.
It's a 355ml bottle.
It costs £3.60. That is 60 pence.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, you
not 60 whippings.
It's definitely sort of
yeah. It's been more.
Yeah. I bought most of these beers.
Yeah,
you smell it, and yeah, you.
It is labelled as an extra strong stout, stout extra fort, whatever fort is. Hello, Pen.
When you smell it, you get a really dark chocolatey flavour. You know, it tastes as if you're getting a really dark chocolate. It's not, that's certainly not Cadbury's dairy milk.
No. So, where I alluded.
Like, my thing is with the word chocolate, it can go two ways. Sometimes they can really add to it beer, other times it's just a gimmick to sell to morons.
Yeah.
Well, that's my opinion. It might be there that some people like them, but.
So we had this on a Brooklyn Brewery ghost beer drink, like bottle sampling, but that was a 2005 vintage, so presumably this one's, you know, a lot more recent.
Well, the shop don't sell many.
Yeah.
It was the only one in the shop where I would have bought more if it was.
Well, we'll see, because we might drink it and be like, well, no. It's
yeah, but we weren't going to buy more if it was in the shop. But that was for a different reason. Ben, off the laptop.
He's just wanted to add his kitty cat.
Save me out of the good listeners.
Do you want some beer, Ben?
No, don't. Save me out of the good listeners.
You just don't want him to like beer because you'd have to share it then.
No, because you're not
like
because
you'd be like, oh, I've got to get me a beer and the cat a beer.
Right, are we going to drink this?
Are we going to drink this? Yes, we are. Oh, come in my mouth.
That's a good beer.
That is good.
It's what you want from a chocolate stout.
Yeah.
The chocolateness isn't sort of like a gimmick within it. It's a rounded flavour.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
It's, you know, they're not putting the word chocolate on there because they've dipped a bar of chocolate.
Yeah, they haven't that bad, because I'm just convinced that certain breweries make a bad stout, put chocolate in, then people go, oh, chocolate, I like chocolate, I'll buy that, and then it's disappointing.
But it does, it tastes like you're drinking a dark chocolate bar with a bit of a kind of, you know, really bitter punch. It's a proper bitter chocolate.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It complements everything else that goes on in it. It's been thought about, it's been paired in properly rather than just something that doesn't.
So was this Garrett's first?
Well, yeah.
Was
that not the one that he transferred from the other brewery?
Yeah.
He'd worked somewhere else. He explained this to all. It was a really good night. It was like super cool, wasn't it?
Garrett is the head brewmaster for. Garrett Oliver, that is. Head brewmaster for Brooklyn Brewery. Really nice guy.
Yeah, it was an informative talk. We sounded as if we were his friends. They went, "Oh, isn't he a master?"
And I got a selfie. Get a selfie. Yeah. You know, his company gave us a blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly. I mean, I don't know if we were meant to take them or not. But, you know, we did.
A couple of pin badges. It was done by the. It was all organised by the Wyland Brewery that we are massive fans of.
Yeah.
I'm sure on this show we're going to have many Wyland beers.
And there was lots of free drink. Free food.
It was a bloody good night.
Free blanket. Free pin badges.
To be honest, it was that inspired us to do this. Because we sort of talked about it. And then the next day, I think I messaged him and went, "Why do we not drink and podcast at the same time?"
Yeah.
Basically, as a way of hopefully, if there is any breweries out there and you want us to sample your beers on the show, message us. We'll give you an address to send them to. And then we'll drink them objectively. We're not if we get them free, don't think we're going to tell you they're great just because we got them for free.
No.
But we will objectively.
We'll definitely be critical about it. Ideally, about three bottles, because it gives us a chance to try it on the podcast as is. Because some of these drinks we've never had until we've had the podcast, and then also to try them in a more relaxed environment. Because actually, sometimes
I think certainly
depending on your
mood, if we got a free beer, we would probably do a proper blog of it, because
we'd be
a bit more appreciative. If you want to send a case, two cases, a barrel, anything you want, I'll have one. If you send one, we're quite happy with one. He's just greedy, wants three. But if you want to send a barrel, or a big-breasted woman.
I don't think breweries sell big breasted. What's wrong with small breasted women?
No, I'm just thinking to present it to us.
A big breasted
woman.
Just
to deliver it. I don't want her after that. I just wanted to deliver the.
You don't want her after that. So you're just going to be like, she stood there all in this lovely get up, and you're like, "Thanks, got beer."
Well, no, if she wanted to then participate in some recreational activities like ping pong.
Do you actually have ping pong, though?
Well, no, but I would go to a local ping pong table place.
So what you do is you get the beer and be like, "Do you want to go to ping pong? Is that your chat up line?" No wonder you're not
going to girlfriend. No, I'm not going to presume she's
going to
wear it.
You're not going to ask her. You're not going to go, "Oh, do you fancy a drink?"
But if she turned around to me and said, "I've delivered these, I like ping pong," then I would say, "Right, I'm going to Google it. Do you know any place?" And they might go, "No, because they're Swedish in my mind."
It's the perfect time for you to be like, "Well, do you fancy a drink? Well, crack one open without Adam."
But then they'll go back to the brewery people and say, "You drank them all and didn't do it on the podcast."
Well, not all, just crack one open. If you've got two beers,
but if
three beers...
If a beautiful lady or a beautiful man turned around to me and said, I'm not gay, but I don't know why that would influence... Basically, if anybody said, "You've got beer in the fridge, do you want to share it?" I would drink it with them.
Yeah, what if it was like some random guy on the street just went, "Oh, Phil, I've heard you've got beer on the street, do you want to share it?"
I would ask him what his crack was.
Probably really dirty. Anything like yours a little bit.
No, I mean, like, if he could tell us a good joke, not about Lady Diana, then I would let him in and give him some beers. I'm a social person. I'm not like you that never buys a round.
I do buy rounds. I think I bought all the rounds the last time we were around.
No, I bought two rounds last time I was there. Yes.
Oh, congratulations. So, this is a really good beer. It's really dark. It's well worth seeking out.
Yes. And definitely, if you see it somewhere. You can get it on Amazon, because I looked, but it was actually £10 a bottle.
So, actually, at £3.60, was that £10 including shipping?
Yeah.
So, what was it pre-shipping? Just in case.
No, it was £10, and then you got free shipping.
And then you got free shipping.
Okay. There was ones where you could get bigger loads, because looking, and there was somewhere within packs, with a few different ones. It had that summer one in, it had the normal Brooklyn Lager and a Brooklyn IPA.
So,
and that, so it worked out cheaper in other varieties, but if you just wanted a bottle, it was £10.
So overall, £3.60 for this bottle is personally worth it.
I think certainly we would buy a few if it was in the shop.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have the money to buy 10 of these and drink them on a night, even though I would love to.
Well, we would do it how we do. We do this quite often, is share a beer. Yeah. I share half a beer with a few different beers.
It's definitely on, you know, the slight.
So let's put this one on a scale before we ignore these people and enjoy the rest of it. So definitely better than Punk.
You know, I'd say. See, to me, you know, you've got the titles on there for In the 70s, A Perfect Beer, Great Taste. You found the beer you'd be on all night. I don't know if I'd be on it all night.
Yeah, they were just bollocks that I was writing at work. I mean, I was writing. I shouldn't say at work.
No, you weren't doing it at work, you were doing it in your lunch hour.
Yeah. Actually, it probably was. I'd say
it's definitely in the 70 or 71. It's not something you would want to drink all night. I think your palate would just be overwhelmed.
Yeah, but basically, I think it's the one that you would seek out and look for. That's why I'm going to put about 71.
Yeah, I mean, I would have agreed the 71, 72 mark. Sorry, I keep hitting the microphone. This is very unprofessional. The previous beer wasn't paired with any food because Phil went into a laughing fit. So it got paired with shame.
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 So do we pair this one with Mexican extra hot cheese?
Probably not. I mean, it's you. You're rubbing your eye.
With bits in. Or what's your sweets?
Sarsaparilla sweets.
The thing is. No, because they're going to. I think we have these. We drink these virgin.
A virgin with no food.
Without food, because both of these, that's going to taste your mouth out like buggery. And that's going to taste your mouth. Both are very nice stuff.
Yeah.
But they're going to. So, something like this you want to enjoy. Because food affects beer, like, right? Great.
Like good oral sex, you probably want
but
to sit.
After I've drank that and it is gone from my mouth.
Yeah.
I've got a cat's tail in my face.
I had a cat's anus in my face.
I'll have one of your sweets because you know that I do like them.
Yes, I know you're a bit partial.
Smack.
Anyway, we're going to finish this beer up.
And then we'll get back to you for the finale. Da 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 da! Well, we're still enjoying this after a break of about half an hour, and we are really appreciating it, but we thought we would end the show so a certain Bob can go for a poo.
I need a poo, and you can't have a poo mid-podcast.
And what's really bad is we are rationed down to the amount of toilet paper.
Oh, there's enough bits there for me. But have we got a small arsehole?
So, what we have had, I would tell you the ratings, but the laptops fell over. Which ones have we drank this time? Which ones were last time?
Control-Alt-Delete from Wylam Brewery and Left-Handed Giant.
That was good.
Which was a collaboration beer.
It was good.
We've had another collaboration beer, which is dry-hopped beer called...
There's a lot of writing.
It doesn't have a name on it.
There's a lot of writing.
Oh, it's Brotherhood Steam, and it's from Anchor and Chris Robson.
Fine and dandy.
I mean, it was, you know, overall probably the worst out of the bunch. I mean, it was really good.
It was a good beer. I would certainly buy it. This is just the ramblings of mad men.
Yeah, and especially like ones full of beer and burps and poos.
And the fact that we drank these beers over such a quick... We would normally be able to drink a lot more than this.
I mean, to you guys... You know, it seems probably a little bit quicker than what it is for us, but it's still quite quick.
You're always quick.
I'm not always quick. There's been several times I've not been.
But your nickname is Quickie Koala.
It is, but there's been like three whole times I've not been quick. Running up a hill, walking up a mountain, and trying to find money for my brother. They were not quick.
And the last one was Block.
I'll
just put my tongue back in
here.
Black chocolate stout from the Brooklyn Brewery that is actually the top of the leaderboard at the moment.
Yes, it is. It's the top of our... Maybe we should have like a little podium somewhere where the top of the leaderboard always sits to remind us of how awesome it was.
Just on the laptop.
Why? I wonder why they named it Black Chocolate Stout.
Because it looks black.
Yeah, but you know it's going to be black. It's a stout, and it's made of chocolate.
But it's very black, you know. If I can't see my hand through it.
Well, of course you can't. It's black.
Yeah, but you don't exist.
It's, like, really thin.
But, like, most of them have something that's obvious about it. It says summer on this. It's a summer pale.
But
it's got the word pale on it.
It's Did it come out of the sun? So, did it burn you when you picked it up?
It's just not a descriptive bloody word, isn't it? It's allowed to have a descriptive word.
It just seems redundant in terms of a word.
But it's...
It's not going to be a white chocolate stout.
Yes,
but because it's not white.
But you can get white chocolate... Well, you can get white stouts.
Can you?
Yes.
Right, there we go. We're going to have to have the same white stout.
I was about to pick one up. The Durham Brewery do one.
Oh.
I was going to pick it up, but then...
Then you realised it's Durham Brewery.
No, Durham Brewery's not as bad. It's another one that's a Durham Brewery. It's in Durham. Is the one I didn't like.
Because I don't know, there's one of them that I've just never rated any of their beers.
It's got the word Hill in it. I don't like Durham Brewery, because whenever they do the emails out, they like speak to each other in their emails. It's really...
Okay.
So they'll just be like, yes, da-da-da, and then start talking about their beers, and you're just like, good God, you pretentious wankers.
Yeah.
Maybe we should never have a Durham Brewery on here now.
I think we should. We'll give them a go. We can't be mean just because you think the pretentious knobs from their emails. They might do really good beers.
Yes, it was just one of those stuff. I have had beers from there and enjoyed them. It's just, I don't know.
I've never enjoyed anything from them. But we detract from it. You know, this is probably one of the better, in fact, the best Brooklyn Brewery beer that is commonly available.
Yeah. We're going to put it on. We're going to keep it on the desk somewhere as the podium.
You're not going to be able to keep it on
your
desk.
Can I put it in that little cage? It would be nice to go in a little cage, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
We can put it in a dusty little cage.
Dusty little cage.
And you can take a picture of it.
It's like a stripper.
Oh, look at that. It fits in the cage. I'll have to get the wax off the bottom of it.
I mean, it's like a pro full-on stripper to cage.
Oh, we'll get some pictures up. We'll get some pictures up.
Bound those through.
Yeah, we'll get some pictures up and things.
Hang it up so you can't escape.
Should I dust it before we take the picture?
Dust it.
You can definitely do little drawings in it.
But, yeah, so if you like beer, and you like, especially if you like stouts, well worth the find. I don't really know how to run the rest of this up, really.
Goodbye.
Don't try and pair it with cheese, because it's probably a bad idea.
Well, not a Mexican cheese. It's a nice cheese, like a...
I think just on its own, it's nice.
We're going to finish the night with whiskey and...
Stroke pussy. Because Ben looks like he wants a stroke.
Ben always wants a stroke. Ben's a good cat. Apart from when you're bloody meowing in the middle of the bastard.
Brings birds in the house. The wrong kind of birds, by the way. Not the as Phil would say, big-titted birds.
No, I prefer that the women that come into my house aren't being dragged in.
But the women, they were actual birds.
You're saying the wrong type of bird. What I'm saying is, I prefer...
I just said the wrong type of bird.
I would say I prefer dead birds, as in like blue tits and starlings or whatever.
Should I bring a dead bird around? It's got blue lips, Phil. The right kind for you.
This has been the most inappropriate podcast we've ever done.
Yeah.
And normally, this is meant to be the sensible God, and it's gone on for 40-something.
42 minutes ish.
You know, we've got like hours of us...
Well, not hours. It's like not even 2 hours yet. It's an hour and a bit.
Well, that's hours.
Well, when it's not. It's an
we've
hour
gone into
bit.
The second hour. Right. Toodle pip. Say toodle pip.
Yeah, bye. I need a poo.
Toodle pip. You've been listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark, written and performed by Phil and Bob, and edited by Phil.